News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fianna Fáil Centre has told locals in Ballyhadrian, County Roscommon, they are not one bit racist to object to refugees being brought into the area. Senator Eugene Murphy joins us now. Senator, this is in response to a plan to establish modular homes for 206 Ukrainian refugees in Ballyhadrian. You told a meeting, we've had enough. Why?
Well, good morning, Shane, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, I did tell that meeting we had enough. That meeting took place the other night. There was about 150 people in the room. There was 50 people left outside who couldn't get in. Many people I knew from the town of Ballyhadrian and St. Barons. And the reason that I have taken this strong line on this is clearly because since 2017, the town of Ballyhadrian, more than any other town in Ireland, and you can check this with your people who will do research for you in the background, have taken people in. And despite that, and despite, you know, a huge effort by the local community, successive governments have failed to put the services in place to ensure the people could deal with the extra flow of people into town. Now, I can recall the census, Shane, from about 2017, 2018, when the population of town of Ballyhadrian was around 1,800. I can tell you today from my sources in that town that the population now has probably gone past 2,500. And despite that...
Well, the census says 2,387.
That is 22, but it's far greater than that now. I mean, with the Iraq Centre, with
is that
over
not a good thing?
People.
Is that not a good? I mean, I would have thought most places would say, you know what, this town is doing well. Our population is growing. Is that not something to be welcomed?
So, Shane, what you had the other night, I thought was quite a mature debate. And the reality is, yes, we need people to come in and work in our country. But can I tell you that there's
was it mature to describe it dumping ground?
No, I didn't say that.
No, I know you didn't, but you said it was a mature debate, and that expression was used.
Look, can I just say, there was one or two comments over the top, and in fair to the chair, and I didn't call this meeting, I thought she was very fair in asking people to stay within the guidelines of what the meeting was about. Now, can I just make the point? There's an unemployment rate of 28% around Ballyhadrian town and its environments at a time in this country when many firms contact me as an Oireachtas member weekly saying, can you get employees for me? We cannot get employees. And my point is, if a town anywhere in Ireland is prepared to take in migrants, look after them, be fair with them, look after them, the government of the day has to put the services in place. And I've had a long discussion with Micheál Martin on this. And in fairness, the man has come back looking for information. We haven't a full-time Garda station in Ballyhadrian. The medical people in the town have been saying to me for years, please, we cannot take any more patients. The schools couldn't cope. Now, in
that's fine. I think they're all legitimate points to make, Eugene. But you actually went for, you said we can't take any more. You went further.
So can I make the point to you? I can tell you without any fear of contradiction this morning that the population of Ballyhadrian is now in excess of 2,500 with no extra infrastructure put in place. Now, there are good developments going to go ahead in the town and there's money going to be invested. But we need employment in the town. We need a quick turnover of people who are coming in from countries to find out quickly whether they can work or not. We don't have the housing. So to propose modular housing there at this time when we have had no backup of services just simply
isn't there. But they will be able to work. We do know they will be able to work.
Just bear me out. Let me finish my point, Shane.
I've let you make your points at length. I am also allowed to ask some questions. Like, I would have thought a town in rural Ireland would welcome the fact that new homes are being built in the centre of the town, which I presume will be good for local shops, local restaurants, local takeaways. And so on. I accept the point about there needs to be a boost in services, but I've heard the government say consistently, if there are going to be more refugees in the area, we will look at that. We will do that.
Well, it hasn't happened over a period of 7 years, despite the population continuously growing. Now, let me be clear to you. I was one of the people who welcomed the Assyrians into town. And all, people will remember the late Mary Gallagher, who was a cousin of my own, who worked with others to welcome people in. I have never refused to work with migrants. I understand they're important and we need them in the workforce. But government has to put the services in place. And you haven't a full-time guard in the station of Balladreen. You haven't the medical services to back up the increase in population. You don't have the facilities. Now, more money is going
sorry,
to come
just
into
the why do you need a full-time Garda station? What's the significance of that?
Well, I would make the point that in relation to any significant increase in population, and if you were to do your figures, you'll find that the population, despite what census figures say, the real population in Balladreen has probably increased by about 30%. About 30%. So where you have an increase in population, you need community Gardaí to work with the people, to integrate people, to be part and parcel of the community. So the arguments are valid, and we must have public debate about this as long as the debate is, you know, controlled in terms of people not being racist. It is a mistake, in my view, that we don't have public debate on these matters. Discuss them, try and put a system together, work with local communities to ensure...
Well, we are doing that now, Senator. We are doing that now, and I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning. Senator Eugene Murphy, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.